America is in the midst of a workforce crisis. Help wanted signs everywhere, restaurants cutting hours. When the facilities that care for the nation's most vulnerable youth are short-staffed, the consequences can be dire. For Side Effects Public Media, Dylan Piers McCoy and Carter Barrett report.
We hear drums in the distance as we walk down a hallway at Lutherwood Residential Treatment Center in Indianapolis. Through the windows on the right, there's a courtyard. On the left, a group of kids play the bongos. Lutherwood provides long-term care for children with mental health or behavioral issues. About 30 kids live here now, and almost all of them are referred by probation or the State Department of Child Services.
I say 100% of our kids have trauma.
That's Rachel Fisher. She's in charge of this facility.
So the kids might come here for a variety of reasons. Depression, suicidal ideation, self-harm, substance use. Maybe they've stolen a car. Maybe they're a part of an armed robbery.
In other words, these are vulnerable kids. I'm Carter Barrett.
And I'm Dylan Piers McCoy. This facility, like others across Indiana and the country, is facing a workforce crisis. Residential treatment centers say they need more money from the state to attract workers. The state says they get enough, and it's up to them to raise pay. But Lutherwood is at a breaking point. Shortages force them to cut the number of children they care for in half and close their emergency youth shelter. The facility has 55 open positions for direct care staff, who make about $15 an hour. That's typical for youth care jobs, which usually only require a high school diploma. Here's Fisher again.
We are competing with like your Amazons, your fast food, Target.
Youth care takes a lot of skill to do well, and it can be really taxing. Staff work through the night. They navigate monotonous hours motivating teens to shower, helping with homework, finding entertainment until dinner.
But at any point, this can all be interrupted by really frightening kinds of emotional disturbance and behavioral crisis.
That's Yvonne Smith, a professor at Syracuse University who studies youth care. Smith asked workers about the hardest part of their jobs for a paper.
What they told me was, in fact, the hardest part is getting punched in the face. The hardest part was seeing my coworker get attacked by a kid and not feeling supported then by our organization.
Smith says worker shortages put pressure on the current staff and the child welfare system. When residential facilities and shelters are full, kids end up further from home and in temporary settings. In the worst-case scenarios, they spend the night in a caseworker's office, or they're placed in juvenile detention.
The State Child Welfare Agency and treatment centers are at a standstill over how to make sure treatment is available for the kids who need it most. Facilities say the problem is funding, but Department of Child Services Deputy Director David Reed says payments have been rising for years, and treatment centers can choose to pay their staff more. He says they've even tried to sweeten the deal.
We've offered these providers sometimes double the regular per diem to be able to meet the needs of some of these more difficult, more challenging young people. Even with that, sometimes we're not able to find these programs who are willing to say yes.
This is a long simmering controversy, and the problem was worsened by the pandemic. Indiana lawmakers are paying attention, with several bills to address this issue, but it's unclear if any will become law. For Side Effects Public Media, I'm Carter Barrett.
And I'm Dylan Piers McCoy.